he says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's opening the closet.
Well, now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror. She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus shit up in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking close? I met this girl at the Pages Club and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that Mac shit, please. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting. He steps a little closer. I point my gun and says, I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian lie? And I started to put the gun down till I saw his face still had a frown. She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell him, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. Click. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, nigga, I'ma shoot you both if you don't say what's on your mind. I think you better sit down in a chair. I says, I'm gonna count to four. One, he says, Mr. Wade. Two, she says, please.
I spoke at the State House and I sang at Fenway Park. On every corner of the city, I feel like I have left my mark. I'll wear my Red Sox hat with pride even when I am in New York. Boston, your hard place to leave. Boston, your hard place to leave.
I love that song.
Girl to ask for when nothing seems to go.
to yourself. Get in the car, turn on the headlights, and wait. The pedal with an old heavy stone. Leap from the open door. Watch all the wreckage sink to the ocean floor. It's not your problem anymore. They kept you quiet. They kept you busy. They took all of your fire away. Now you are loading the empty chamber. You've got a thing or two to say.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tinsel and cigarettes are just about as good as it gets. If I were a winner, I would have already won.
Thank you. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
I can't even see the color. you always run. It's hard to get to know someone when traveling from coast to coast. It's hard to let anyone close. To see behind closed eyes, and it's hard to love unless you try. And how do you let someone in and let them know all you've been? Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Your face again. Oh honey, please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. You, it stops the time, and I feel pardoned from my crimes. In your loving, gracious ways, I could spend the rest of my days. Well, but sadly, it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
just a pretzel stand.
Children, are they fed? Did you tie your sequin dress? You really make a mess. Give yourself to God again. You'd rather take your life than be somebody.